All right, Coach. Let's recap. I know you've had quite a bit of time to kind of look back on what a great spring track and field season was. I did a little interview with Coach Stroop, and gosh, you're sorry to see her leave, but her and Jordan move on to Broken Bow. So you wish her the best of luck. But boy, I'm sure you still get people talking to you and talking about this phenomenal spring track and field season. Just a dream season that I know a lot of these girls and guys are coming back for another season coming up next year. But this past season for the spring of 2025, you're going to remember that for a long time, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, just the way they performed. We've talked being consistent all year long, and then they didn't have to do anything above and beyond. They just had to go be themselves, and they did that. And the way they scored points, and on top of that, you look at Axtell had a great meet on the boys' side. Scored 62 points, and most years that wins it by a pretty big margin. But they had kids PR left and right, and they said had an outstanding meet, and then our boys just matched it. Then on the girls' side, we kind of knew what the girls could do. They were 2 points off what we thought they could do, or I guess the perfect game, if you want to call it that. We figured we were going to get the 18 and the 400 with Claire and Abby. The one hiccup was Abby getting second in the 100 hurdles. And that was kind of the biggest question mark. The Falk girl from Nebraska Pearson's a phenomenal hurdler. And Abby's better in the threes and the hundreds. But we thought Abby might be able to, pull off a 100 hurdle win and then get to the 88 points. But that's kind of what we thought the girls could score at the most. And, end up scoring 86. And I know it's not an official NSAA stat, but Stu Pospisil, said the boys scored the most team points by any Class D team ever, and the girls were 2 points away from breaking that. So, have both boys and girls score over 80 points. And then it was fun to hear them heckle each other, and they've kind of, tease each other and competitive, all season long in a good way. And then the girls talked about, oh, we won this many events, and the boys, well, we scored more points. So, it was fun to see the boys and girls both, push each other and then also celebrate each other. So it was just a fun all around, track season for both boys and girls.
Well, every meet, and I was on a lot of your meets this year. Every meet there was, it seemed like every meet was school, meet records and school records. You're breaking it every single meet. Every single meet, not just like every other week. It was like every meet you went to.
Again, just they're consistent. Every meet, every practice, weight room, you watch them at practice, and you just watch what they do, and they're so intentional about what they do, and they're not going through motions. They want to get better, focused on the details and what they need to do, and it's just such a fun and easy group to coach, and then to see all that pay off, the way it did. Whether it's the record, the state championships, the district championship, RPAC championship, just everything they did, getting to go to, KU Relays and compete against some of the best people in the region down there, they didn't bat an eye at it. Claire getting sixth in the 400 down there is phenomenal. Brock Bailey getting third in the shot put, Kennedy winning the disc, taking second in the shot, again, against some big-time schools down there. They'd been through it. They'd seen it. So when they got to state, it was no big deal. It was another meet for them, and that's how they treated it. And they went in to perform. But, yeah, just that consistency, everything they did, it was just, like I said, just such an easy and fun group to coach.
Yeah, your throwers, really, wow. Those two kids and coached by their dad. I'm sure you get your steps in. That's for sure, going from the track up into the hill and from the hill to the track and everything. You got your steps in, but fun to see those throwers do, and not just one event, but both shot and disc.
Yeah. Brock and Kennedy do a great job, and they put the time in. Carlos Diaz is up with both of them all the time, working with Josh and Brock and Kennedy throwing. And another kid that got there and just, things in it. Didn't go the way we wanted to go for him, there, but he was able to qualify for it, and that's such a big step. It's just getting to Burke, seeing it, and then, Carlos has another year, and we expect him to be right back in there and earning a medal next year. And you know, with some of those younger guys to get there and see it. You know, August Shaw's never been there, and, you know, then he goes and gets the third place medal in the 4x4, and he's back. And, you know, he's talked about 300 hurdling, so we're starting to do, you know, hurdle technique with him. You know, Cooper Shaw getting to go see it, Breck Horner getting to go see it, Emily Shack getting to go see it. You know, and all those kids coming back, you know, it's just going to help, you know, the younger kids in building that up. And, you know, you tell the stories about going to state track and how it was, and then other kids want to be there. You know, and then to have this group I have of leaders, this junior group that wasn't going to be seniors, as our leadership group now, and really they kind of were last year with as few seniors as we had. You know, I told some of the freshman boys that I haven't waited now, I was like, you need to watch what these guys do and how they do it, because this is how it's done. And you're going to learn a lot from just watching these guys and what they do. So our younger kids, I mean, it's hopefully they're very grateful to have this group come through, because they're very humble, good character, outstanding work ethic in the classroom, out of classroom, in the community. You know, as a coach, you just can't ask for a better group of kids to work with.
Yeah, you didn't have many seniors on the upperclassmen, but Lincoln Winstink was one of them, the boys' side, and we've talked about him every time we talked during the season, Coach, and what a great way to finish up his senior season. What he did in the sprints against some really good runners, sprinters, in the 100, the 200, and also in the 4x1, that kid, what a great way to finish up his career there at DCS.
You couldn't write a better story. With Lincoln Wissink, you know, we talk leadership. You know, we're going to lose that leader on the boys' side. You know, and he kind of led the whole sprint hurdle group. You know, just a little bit of military background. He's highly disciplined in his life in general. Again, just an outstanding human being. We got to lose Lincoln. We're going to lose some of that leadership, but we got a good core that was around him. You know, and good leaders teach younger people how to lead, and Lincoln did that. And I know this group's going to do a great job, but yeah, Lincoln goes and wins 100, wins 200, wins 100 out of lane 8. How fun is that? You know, then anchors the 4x1 to a state meet record, you know, 3 golds, and he only was in 3 events. You know, in his 100 prelim, didn't run very well. And I'm standing at the finish line with another coach buddy of mine from another school, and I get a call from Lincoln after the race, and I'm thinking, oh, shoot, you know, he's hurt or something. Because he ran the slowest 100-meter time of the season in prelims. So my mind immediately was like, he never calls me. Like, during meets, like, what's going on? And, you know, he's like, can I come talk to you? Okay. So for the next 5 minutes, I'm thinking, shoot, I'm starting to make plans for, you know, Noah Zoltinka, who, you know, took fifth in the long jump, had an outstanding meet. Ran a great leg on the 4x4. I'm starting to put plans in place, put Noah in to alternate for Lincoln, and Lincoln comes over and, like, you okay? Yeah, I didn't like my start. Okay. Like, I'm going to make an adjustment. Make it. You know, it wasn't me saying, you need to do this. He comes over and just has that awareness. Bad start. I'm going to make this adjustment. This is what I'm going to do. Great, do it. And then he goes and wins 100. You know, he goes in the finals and wins it. And that was Lincoln. He's just very business. And, you know, that race right there set the tone for him that second day. You know, did that, wins that, and goes, I'm going to go run 21 in the 200. Boom, goes and does that. So, yeah, you couldn't write a better story than how the track season went for Lincoln Wissink.
Yeah, going back to Noah, the case with him is, day before, something like that, he stepped on something and went, got a bruise on his foot, and I'm sure he was kind of maybe up in the air a little bit, but he competed, ran for you, jumped well for you, so that all worked, maybe a little scary at first, but it all worked out.
Yeah, the Thursday practice before state, he just caught a nail walking back from the bathroom and went through his foot, went through his shoe. He was wearing Hey Dudes, you know, just walk around before we're starting to stretch, and went right through and come back, had a little puncture hole in his foot. And luckily, I mean, he was kind of hard to walk on. Luckily, he didn't have to compete until Saturday for his first event. But even then, you could tell he really couldn't push off that right foot. And because we had talked about pulling him out of the 4x4. And, you know, he was like, I can do it. I'm fine. And I was still worried. Like, you know, seven steps on the long jump is completely different than you running a 400 on it. And, you know, and he said he was being honest, and I trust him. You're in the right to be on that 4x4, and, you know, went and ran a good leg. And like I said, we took third, and he ended up taking fifth in the long jump, and, you know, contributed to that, and, you know, had a great meet. I guess same thing. Getting there and being there in more than one event, you know, he qualified in the long last year, but didn't final. You know, gets there, finals this year, gets to run a 4x4, you know, and then we expect big things out of him next year. Hopefully to harder place the 10-7, obviously, but we expect Noah to kind of step in and fill some of the spots that Lakin left.
Great season, no question about it, Coach, and congrats to you for leading the group through the season. We're going to see you get an honor here at the Nebraska Coaches Association Banquet here in a couple of weeks, couple of Sundays from now, as they've got you listed boys track and field, and it's only girls track and field. You got some DCS flavor in there with former DCS standout Justin Horner over at Bennington, I think is what girls track and field. So, hey, you get a chance not to kind of share it a little bit with a former DCS grad there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and again, just, you know, have the first track state championships, you know, in school history, and then, you know, for Justin Horner to get girls track coach of the year, that'll be fun. You know, just, again, the DCS connection, and, you know, he does a good job. I've talked to him, you know, for several years. He's talked to him about failing and high jumping, and, you know, we see each other at state track. We visit for a little bit, so great dude, great family, and, you know, we're all congratulating him as well.
Coach, I know it's been a busy summer with a lot of trips, different camps. Your football team, you've had a chance to get some camp work in. That fall football schedule is right around the corner for you.
Now you're telling me. You know, summer seems to go faster and faster every year. But no, a lot of excitement. You know, people in the community, the kids, school. You know, been a lot of build up for this group of boys, and you know, we preach high expectations and keeping the standards high, and that's no different. This group of kids, they've, you know, you could do what they did at state track, boys and girls come in, get complacent, and we don't have that. Like I said, it's just such a great group of kids, both sides, boys and girls. Effort they give in the weight room, the attendance they give in the weight room, and just everything they do, there's no questioning, there's no blaming, complaining, defending. They come in, they work, you know, they coach each other, and so we're excited all around boys and girls sports to get kicked off in the fall and carried over into winter, and then obviously carried in the spring. But you know, we think it's gonna be a pretty fun 25-26 school year.
No question about it. Going back to your football team, you went to Shadron, so you go to two camps, team camps here in the last month or so, or just the one?
We just do Shadron. That's all the camp obligation we do. We get that one. We fundraise for it, so kids don't have to pay if they fundraise. Some choose not to, and they pay. But you know, we took 23 up there this year. Probably expect to have 26 or 27 on the roster. So pretty good chunk of kids go up there, and we get some work in and see some great schools. There's a lot of great schools up there. Some Colorado schools. South Dakota schools, play a little nine man when we see South Dakota schools. It's really good, you know, Nebraska schools. So it's fun to see the different groups, talk to other coaches, and get new ideas, and you know, meet people and just build a network. And just, you know, as coaches, we try to get better too by talking to other people and learning what they do. So always a great experience. We always enjoy going there. And like I said, we get that done early, and then we get here and we know some things we need to work on or get better at, and you know, start talking about that stuff and see how we can develop that.
Haven't had a chance to ask you. You still planning on, you got football, track, you still planning on helping Coach Freeland on that boys basketball staff once again?
Yeah, that's still the plan. I love coaching my daughters. You know, it's just been a lot of fun. I played for my dad in high school, and it, you know, was just been a lot of fun coaching both girls, and don't know if I'll have the opportunity, but would love to switch over and, you know, help them out. You know, again, just be along for the ride with the girls and that. But I enjoy coaching with Coach Freeland, and again, the boy. And how can you not? You know, just like I said, enjoy this group of kids we got going through. So either way, it's going to be fun. Work with a great group of kids, and great coaches. So, you know, pretty fortunate to have what we got going on in Dundee County right now.